This is The Burt Show.
The following is not a Burt Show listener. I'll put a little separation between us because all of our listeners are so healthy.
We don't want to be associated with her.
Right. But I guess producer Tracy got an email from Catherine's friend a couple of days ago, tipping her off that Catherine is 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
31. And she decided to go down to spring break and hang out with a bunch of 16 and 17-year-olds.
High school.
High school. Break. And at first we thought she was just going down there to chaperone, which would have been fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But she's not chaperoning. I mean, she is right in the thick of things. I mean, she's partying with these 16 and 17 years olds. You'll hear in this replay, she was at like a foam party.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Making out with 19-year-olds. And she thinks there's nothing wrong with it at all. In fact, did you guys get some emails yesterday from people that were upset with us?
No.
Mad that we were judging that she's 31 years old. She's young enough to do what she wants.
That's crazy.
What is going on with our listeners? Because first they endorse a guy who's dating his sister, and then secondly, now it's okay to hang out with 17-year-old when you're 31?
Yeah.
Huh?
A bunch of these emails, not just one, like five or six going, leave her alone, leave her alone. Listen to this.
Hey, Catherine.
Yeah, hey.
Hi, you were on The Voice Disguiser.
Oh, really? Do I sound like a robot?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you can't hear it in the phone and all, but yeah, you sound a little bit like a robot, yes.
That's cool.
All right, Catherine. Catherine, you're 31 years old?
Yep.
All right, and you are hanging out. We're not going to mention the city because Jeff said you want to have your identity totally protected.
Yeah.
So we're not going to mention what city that you're in partying. But you are at a heavy spring break destination.
That's right.
With a whole bunch of 16 and 17-year-olds.
Yeah, I decided to go on spring break because I never went when I was that age. So I'm down partying it up.
Right. Who are these 16 and 17-year-olds? How do they know them? And or how do you know them? And I'm curious, like, how you even ask them to go?
Well, they're actually my next-door neighbors. I live next to a bunch of teenage girls. And, you know, we're friendly. And they were talking about how they were going on spring break. And, you know, I mentioned that I had never gone when I was their age. And they were like, oh, you totally have to go. And, you know, I was like, you know what? Why not? So I went with them and
on
spring break.
Could I throw out an answer to the why not question and you can just tell us?
Okay.
You're 14 years older than them.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm just going and I'm having a good time. I'm just hanging out with them. You know, there's nothing weird going on. They're just, you know, partying, and so am I.
Do their parents know that you're down there with them?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think they need to know. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just hanging out, going to clubs.
You realize, like, in Hiram County, it could be their mom.
I look really young myself, but I'm not saying that I'm young. I mean, if anybody asks me, I tell them how old I am. I'm just going to have a good time.
So if you're hanging out on the beach and some 18-year-old comes up to you and he says, hey, hi, blah, 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 starts making small talk and asks you how old you are, you say I'm 31?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm not wearing a button that says it or anything, but someone if they ask me. I'm not hiding anything. I'm just hanging out.
They probably would ask what grade you're in. These are high schoolers on spring break.
Yeah,
how do you answer that? What grade are you in? Well, I've graduated. Oh, last year? No.
Well, and to an 18-year-old guy, if he asks how old you are and you say 31, that's going to intrigue him more probably than hanging out with another 18-year-old.
Actually, I found it's been working in my favor. But, I mean, I'm not, you know.
What are you doing down there?
What do you mean by working in your favor?
I made out with someone, but he was in college.
How old was he?
What year of college?
He was a sophomore, but I mean, he was, you know.
19, 20?
Yeah, he's
19.
Around, you know, and he's legal.
How old was he?
He's 20, but as far as I've said.
I mean, in a year, he could drink.
It wasn't a big deal.
He's practically elderly.
Yeah.
Imagining to hang out with a sick, I have no desire to hang out with 16-year-old Catherine. I want to ask,
when the neighbor said, oh, you should totally go, did you mistake them for saying, oh, you should go down for Spring Baby Cool to go with them? I mean, did they really ask you to go with them?
Well, when they found out that I'd never been, they were like, you gotta come with us. And so they did ask me to go with them. And I was like, in high school, I sort of didn't really have too many friends. I wasn't very popular. So I never got a chance to go. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, this is my chance. You know, and I'm 31 now. I feel more confident. I feel like also in high school, I was a little overweight. And now I feel like I look good in a bathing suit.
Well, go to the beach with 31-year-olds.
Yeah, you're hanging.
Yeah, I got it. I have it together.
What did you guys do last night? Have you been hanging out with these 16 and 17-year-olds and going from party to party? Like, give me a good example of what 24 hours looks like for you with these 16 and 17-year-olds.
I'm sorry. We had, like, a really late night last night. Everybody is sleeping. I'm on the patio. We went to a club. I don't want to say which one. There was a foam dancing, you know, where they fill the room with foam.
Mm-hmm.
A foam dance. Party?
Yeah. That was crazy. And there's like, what else did we do? Some people were doing body shots, but nobody I was with.
They're 16 and 17 years old and and doing shots. So there are clubs that are letting the 16-year-olds in. And
they have fake IDs, I guess. I mean, I don't need one, but...
Of course not. You know what? They're probably looking at yours going, hold on a minute. This has got to be fake. It says you're 31.
Yeah. No, I look really young, but I am 31. And,
you don't look 16.
That's true.
So foam party, you guys are doing shots together?
Yeah. Oh, there was a wet t-shirt contest and that I did participate in. I mean, it was crazy.
You did not.
Oh, I did. I mean, I didn't win, but I was, you know, a contestant. It was wild.
Do your boobs look 31 or do they look 16?
Maybe they're 25.
Okay.
But
what have you told... Because obviously you're, taking time off of work and you're away from whatever. So where does everyone think you are right now?
They think I'm home with my family in Ohio.
With your family?
Well, I have clients and I didn't want to...
No. You're home with your family.
Her parents,
okay.
In Ohio.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Right.
You thought that meant...
Yeah, I thought maybe she had kids.
Children,
right.
So. Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, no, I don't have any kids.
Oh, sorry for saying that maybe you were weird.
That would have been crazy.
Whoa, that would have been strange.
Just curious.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
There's
Catherine,
nothing wrong with it.
This is so sick. This is what? So weird and so twisted.
Are
you're 31 years old and you're in wet t-shirt contest with a whole bunch of 16 and 17-year-olds. You're making out with 19-year-old guys.
Gonna be 20 in a month.
Are you guys gonna all get matching class of 07 tattoos?
No.
a little 07 in the small of your back.
Do you have are you just gonna go get it airbrushed on a license plate?
No, I mean, we're just having a good time. You know, I'm not like chaperoning them. They're not doing anything that weird. They're just acting like everybody else down there, and I guess so am I.
What are your conversations like with a 16-year-old? I mean, what do you guys have in common?
Do you have a MySpace account?
Actually, I do.
Of course you do.
So are people asking you for your MySpace?
Yeah, I give it to them. You know, it says my age on there. I mean, I'm not, I'm like...
Hey, Catherine, let me break this down for
MySpace
you.
MySpace messaged me.
You were socially awkward back in high school, and you're socially awkward today.
No, you know, I'm doing well. I got a ton of numbers.
Do you realize that all these 16 and 17-year-old people are laughing at you?
No, they're not. What?
Absolutely,
no,
man. 31-year-old in a wet t-shirt contest?
No, they're not.
Absolutely.
No, they're not. They love the fact that she is down there.
She's a parody.
Nope. They love it. If you're 17 years old and you're the one who convinces the 30-year-old to come down to spring break and party with you, guess what? That makes a lot of things a lot easier.
What?
They love it.
What, Jen?
Yeah.
Are you buying all of them beer?
No, I haven't, but... You know, there was a time where I didn't have my wallet, and they spotted me some margaritas. But
they spotted you margaritas? Catherine, hold on a second. Mike,
yeah,
you don't see a problem with this?
No, I don't see a problem at all as long as she's not buying them beer or liquor. They didn't want her to come down for that. But if I was 17, where was she at? How was that spring break?
It's nasty, dude. I mean, come on. If this was my...
But if it had to be fair, you have to switch it around. If it was a guy down there doing the same thing, we can't be easy on Catherine.
Yeah, Mike, is this cool if it's a 31-year-old dude that's hanging out there with 16, 17-year-old girls?
But no, he wouldn't be with girls. Hanging out with 20-year-olds.
He'd be with guys. Like, it'd be a guy going down.
She didn't say she was making out with a 16-year-old.
She's making out with a 19-year-old.
Right.
But still.
I think we'd assume...
She's a 19-year-old.
The guy would be down there looking for sex.
With guys.
But he'd be going down with a group of guys, so I wouldn't... Like, if it was a guy going down with a group of girls, I'm calling, like...
No, but it's still creepy to have a 30-something sitting there if I'm a 17-year-old on the beach.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so wasted, man. I just had a Zima.
That's nasty.
Good morning, Trina.
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
When you stop getting spring breaks from school, you should stop going on spring break.
Yes. If you get a spring break from work, then that'd be fun.
Good
Put
rule.
That on a t-shirt and send it to Catherine.
You guys are making me feel old.
Well, guess
Compared
what?
Compared to who you're hanging out with, you are.
Yeah, in context, you are.
Well, you're allowed to drive after 9. Doesn't that make you feel old, given the crowd you're hanging out with? You don't have to have a licensed adult in the car with you when you drive.
Yeah, well... You know, we're getting along really well. And, you know, if they ever did anything, like, crazy or something I thought was dangerous, I'd be like, hey, you know, don't do that. It's not like I'm chaperoning them, but if they were going to do something really messed up, I would say, like, come on, don't do that.
If there is
not like I'm totally like, do whatever.
If there is nothing awkward about what you're doing, then...
I don't think there is.
Then why did we switch your name and why are you on The Voice Disguiser?
Well, I just think, like, I mean, from your reactions and stuff, I can see, I'm glad that I did, because not everybody is, people are kind of closed-minded about stuff like that, you know? Like, I work and I have a lot of clients, and I work in I work in, like, an advertising kind of agency, and I wouldn't want my clients to know, I just think that not everybody is... You know, as open-minded as myself. But I really don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Well, if you're marketing Dora the Explorer, you're getting close to the wheelhouse there.
I'm not doing
what,
anything.
Why
wrong.
Don't
I really am not.
I'm so curious as why your the adult neighbors of yours don't know that you're down there with them.
I don't feel like I need to tell them. I mean, they're not my parents. Why do I don't understand.
It does seem like you're hiding something from them.
Of course you are.
If you told your coworkers that you're going to visit family in Ohio, does your family know you have this time off, and where do they think you are?
They don't know.
Okay.
But, well, yeah, I mean, I just don't want to deal with, you know, I'm trying to have a good time. I don't want to deal with somebody, like, harshing my trip. Basically.
Sorry if I killed your buzz, dude.
You're killing my buzz.
Sorry if I'm being a buzz kill.
I think you should step out and boldly say who you are, and I think you should try to change society's norms. I think you should try to make this world a better place.
Bridge the gap between age groups, generations.
I think we should think of you here in Atlanta as like Andrew Young, Martin Luther King,
pioneer.
And Catherine.
And Catherine.
Making the world a better place for the oppressed 16-year-old partiers. That'll be your cause.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Catherine, we're going to let you go. Go have a good time.
All right.
This is The Bert Show.